in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Name we pray. Today is the grand finale of the Mega Harvest teaching series, and I'm so excited because something huge is about to happen. Oh yes, I have no doubt in my spirit that the Lord is going to touch our lives. The Lord will change our story. The Lord will radically transform us tonight. And I'm so excited. God has prepared for us and for himself a choice vessel to bless us tonight. Now listen. I say God has prepared a choice vessel and sent his servant our way to bless us. Now there is what we call the ministry of the sent one. You see, every time people cry to God in the Bible for answer and solution, God always sends a man. He comes in form of a man. The children of Israel cried out to God after 430 years of oppression and captivity. The Bible says God appeared to Moses. He said, I am sending you to bring them out. The children of Israel cried out to God. God sent Gideon. You see, God's method are men. God uses his anointed servant to reach out to us with the answers that we seek. I don't know the answers you seek, the problems you came here with. I'm telling you, God have anointed and sent his servant our way to bless us. That's why they are called ministry gifts. It matters how you receive the gift. Are you listening? it matters how you receive the gift that God have sent your way. If the widow woman is in Zarephath, if she had rejected Elijah, she would have died of famine, she and her son. You must have the wisdom to discern and receive the sent one as a gift from the heart of the Father to you. You receive with the right attitude. Am I communicating? You receive with honor. You receive with faith. He said, believe ye the Lord your God, so shall you be established. But that's not enough. He said, believe also his prophet, so shall you prosper. Receive the sent one with the right attitude of humility, of meekness, of faith, of honor. Am I communicating? Place value on them and the word of God that will be coming out of his mouth. Am I communicating? We are most blessed tonight. We have with us Dr. David Shalku. Hallelujah. Now, many of you, you know him, you see him come for him and his wife, very committed member, part of us. Am I communicating? You see them seated humbly. You see him sit humbly. I say humbly. Praise God. Is it correct English? Please help me. Sudi, is it correct? Humbly. You understand? But what many of you don't know is the investment of God upon his life. God has uniquely graced him. Am I communicating? He is such a blessing. He's an elder of the faith. Most of the time when I hear him speak, I listen. When he talks, I listen. Praise God. He's such a tremendous blessing to me and my family, and also to AGMI. Glory to God. God has put his word in his mouth, and he's going to bless us tonight. You know, he's also an author. I was there for the dedication during his 50th birthday. He dedicated the first book, Initiated into Fellowship with God. And I was privileged to write a foreword. Very powerful book. And also he's writing another one. We can't wait for that one. Something on innovation, Christianity and what? Godliness and creativity. I love this book. Godliness and creativity, let no man pull asunder. We can't wait for the release of that book. It's an anointed author. His books are loaded. And I want you to receive him with the right attitude. And the word of God in his mouth. Don't receive it as the word of men. Receive it as in truth the word of God. Sent your way. Am I communicating? With Jesus' joy in your heart, join me to welcome, as we receive the ministry of Dr. David Shalkun. Praise the name of the Lord. Please, we can be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know where to start. When the apostle told me that today, not just any other day, the grand finale that I'm coming to minister. And I came that day expecting to see him because I have a speaking engagement in Pension next week. The man called that I should come and fix a date in July, but I don't want to go and preach. So I refused to set the date. So he now called me and set the date first week of in August. So I said, let me go meet him and share with him, let him pray so that I go. And then he was asking me that I have to come and have you experienced a time you don't know which answer to give? They say when you are in the toilet and the knock, whether you say yes or no, it's the same thing. So I just kept quiet. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and why I don't like, I teach, then I speak. Not plan things, we made that one I do. Hallelujah. But this preaching thing, I know one because one of our teachers in Sunday school, one doll is from Canada. He wrote it in his office. He was the dean of study. If you have nothing to say, don't say it here. Hallelujah. So I don't want to preach when God has not given me a word. Hallelujah. Not just to open my mouth, but thank God, God had given me something to say. Hallelujah. I had a dream about 2 weeks ago, where God talked about the blessing of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. The blessing of Obed-Edom. So I titled this ministration today, The Mega Harvest of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. Can we say it together? The Mega Harvest of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is helping me to understand that His promises in the Bible are beyond words. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful author. There are things God speaks directly, narrative. There are other promises that He gives to us as patterns. Hallelujah. Some are poetry. Hallelujah. So when you read the stories of men, God expects our eyes to be open to capture the specific promise He's given to an individual, the family, the church, and a generation. Hallelujah. So there is a promise of God captured in that story of Obed-Edom for us. Hallelujah. And God will help us understand that in the name of Jesus. The main text is 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 2 to 14. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 2 to 14. He said, and David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Valley of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. Continue. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Geba. And Uzziah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Geba, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of firewood, even on harps and psalteries and in timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And they came to Nachon's threshing floor. Oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzziah. And God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzziah. And he called the name of the place Perez-Uzziah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? And David, go ahead, next one. So David will not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Verse 12. And it was told King David, saying,
The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of the Lord. Hallelujah. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Hallelujah. I like that phrase, that it blessed everything that pertaineth unto him. Hallelujah. Which means the possibilities are endless. And it was left to the era to also name those things that are all. Hallelujah. David was told that everything Obed-Edom had was blessed of God. What did the man have? He has a body. He has a mind. He has a soul. He has a wife. He has children. He has a farm. He has time. He has space. Everything. You can name them. The Bible said they were all blessed. And God gave us the reason so that we can apply the same with faith, with understanding. He said, because of the ark of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the questions God will use in addressing this ministration today, they are, what does the term the ark of the Lord mean? That is the first objective of the first question that we will address. Number two, what are the ways to attend to the ark of the Lord? Number three, what kind of harvest did Obed-Edom receive? And then we will conclude by this phrase, a second chance. Hallelujah. Amen. So what does the term the ark of the Lord mean? From that anchor scripture, 2 Samuel chapter 6, from verse 2, the Bible said, and David arose and went with all the people that were with him from the valley of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubims. Hallelujah. So the ark of the Lord being described by this scripture is talking about the Lord enthroned on his throne. Hallelujah. The ark of the Lord is also called the ark of the covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. And this scripture gave us a description of what the ark of the Lord means. He said, the Lord who dwells enthroned between the cherubims. So when the Bible talks about the ark of the Lord, it's talking about God not just being God, but God enthroned on his throne. Hallelujah. Where is God enthroned? Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is that house that any man can make for me to dwell in? But in the Old Testament, because Jesus Christ had not yet come, he permitted them to have a kind of formation of the throne by which he could relate with them at close quarters, so that the blessing of the Lord's presence enthroned among his people can follow them. Hallelujah. So God allowed the Israelites to build the tabernacle, and then in the center of the tabernacle, the ark of the covenant was situated. Hallelujah. But when David wanted to build it, he told David, I don't dwell in human distance. That was only a picture. And Moses himself, when he received the instruction to build the ark, God said, see that you do everything based on the specification shown to you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, but unto us this day, we are the temple of the Lord. Amen. We are the temple of the Lord. And what is the center of our life? Our heart. So there is a difference between being God's temple and having God enthroned as the Lord upon your heart. Hallelujah. Because the ark was in the temple or the sanctuary, but it was in the middle of it, the most sacred place. So God is telling me today and telling you today, I have made you in Christ Jesus the real temple that I can dwell in. Not the one made with human hand. This one has been created by the hand of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we still have a second activity to do. The privilege has been given to each and all of us. But God said, just like Noah was instructed, Moses was instructed, David did it, Solomon did it, it is our responsibility to become involved in setting the ark of the Lord on our heart. It is a privilege to everybody, but it is not automatically. Everyone has to intentionally follow God's instruction and grace and set up for himself in his heart the Lordship of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. If you do that, just like God told Moses, he said, there I will commune with you. There I will give you instruction concerning my mission among you. Hallelujah. There Uzziah in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 6 was sanctified with the fire that was supplied by the cherubims. And he was commissioned for the mission of God. Hallelujah. There is the release of fire. Thank God. Papa said this ministry, God called it to be a fire headquarters. Hallelujah. And somebody was preaching about the book of Revelation. He said all those symptoms that each of those churches had, they were symptoms that were attributed to lack of fire. Praise the name of the Lord. They were a church, but because of lack of fire, the first love was lost. Hallelujah. Fornication was practiced. Praise the name of the Lord. Covetousness was practiced. Lukewarmness became the order of the day. So that you have witchcraft coven and agents of the kingdom of darkness coming into the church, being elders and leaders. And all the symptoms, like Jesus addressed, was because there was no fire. So the good news is that this ark of the Lord is a place for inferring the individual Christian, for inferring a ministry like this, so that all those symptoms listed on those churches in Revelation, none of them could happen in a Christian, in a church that had actually developed diligently the enthronement of the Lord upon their heart, not just as being God's people, but seeing the Lord as the Lord alone indeed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why is it that it is difficult for Christian to be Christian, but when it comes to enthroning the Lord, building an ark is a problem? Because the nearer you get close to God, the more restricted He makes your life. Hallelujah. The nearer, He said, narrow is the way, wide, broad is the other one. Hallelujah. You can be a Christian, you can be God's temple, but when it comes to setting the Lord upon your heart, building an ark for Him, He will specify the conditions where your life, you have to undergo willing restriction, even as He will tell you. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that are not a sin, but God will ask you to drop it. Hallelujah. And if you are not ready, you say, Lord, thank you for the wonderful privilege to put your heart in my heart, but I am okay being just in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And if that is your decision, then you should not grumble and cry, where me, when you have a harvest of demons and other things causing contrast to your Christian faith. Praise the name of the Lord. But I believe the Lord that He will show, motivate us of the excellent importance of the ark, and that we will see the joy, the blessing set before us like Jesus. And we said, if this restriction will lead to this, we are ready to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So there are right ways to attend to the ark, and there are wrong ways to attend to the ark. In that anchor scripture, we saw there from verse 3 that David had a good intention. He brought out the ark. He said he bought a new cart, which were the main things for transportation. New one. Hallelujah. But there is a difference between what is trending and what is the Lord's specification. Hallelujah. The Lord has said, it is not things that will carry His ark, but human beings. Not just Israeli, but those who have willingly submitted themselves to be Levites. They are the one to bear the ark of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. David, in his era, thought a new cart is a beautiful idea. Praise the name of the Lord. In the same way, a lot of us, when we enter here, in those days in Cooking, I started with Cooking before I joined assemblies. You enter Cooking Church, I like that inscription. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. So when we come for meeting like this, God is here. Let me not think impure thought. Let me not speak things that will displease Him. Let me not steal. Let me not watch pornography. Let me not do anything. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. But once I am out, or it's Monday, I have a little freedom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No be church building, they carry the ark of the Lord. Now the person, the individual Christian where Jesus don't make for God. Hallelujah. So, if you only see the church premises and church meeting as the place to only acknowledge the presence of God and to reference Him with your thought, with your attitude, with your speech, and you are doing, you have been saved quite all right. But you are delaying in enthroning the Lord upon your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. So when David made that error, instead of people, he wanted things to carry God. God said, Secondly, God said, let nobody touch the ark. I cannot be helped. I have come to help you. Hallelujah. God cannot be helped. He is the helper. So when the ark now, which they were not supposed to use it in carrying the ark, stumbled, Uzziah, who should have known better as the Levite, the priest, he put forth his hand, good intention, to steady the ark. And God said, what? You started it putting on a new card, I kept quiet, and now you are holding it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzziah, and he struck him dead there. Hallelujah. There are things that God will do, and the rest of us will benefit from it. It's like the result of pathology. Once the result comes out, the person has died, but the other living people will benefit. So we are benefiting from the sacrifice of Uzziah. Praise the name of the Lord. God kill him for not paying diligence and reference to God's presence. Hallelujah. So if you want to serve God by enthroning him, you must be ready to sign up for diligence in listening and obeying instructions. If you are not ready for it, just stand at the outer court. Even though Jesus has removed the veil, said, I'm ready to go to heaven. It doesn't matter how demons deal with me. It doesn't matter whatever happened to me. Jesus, just let me remain at the outer court. Once I'm able to make heaven, it's okay for me. That is your choice. Praise the name of the Lord. But if you like God's ark of the covenant, the ark of the Lord, you must count the cost and consciously tell the Lord, I am ready. Grace me to do it. I'm ready to be diligent. I'm ready to be attentive to instruction. Hallelujah. There were another sons of Aaron. God brought them near the ark. And one day, because they were already close to the place, they carry strange fire that God did not authorize them. Say, God has entrusted now. Only us, they come close to God. They carry strange fire. Offer it before the ark. And God killed the two of them. Pam! Aaron was annoyed. He came to Moses. Moses said, God said, anyone that will come close to me at close range must learn to reference me. He must sanctify me. So you must be ready not to do things just with your own presumption. Presumptuous acting is contraindicated if you want to set the ark of the Lord upon your heart. Even those things that seem to be so good and necessary, come and ask him, I have this idea. Is it your idea? Do you approve it? And if God has not given you answer, leave it out. That is the law of coming close to God. by enthroning him on your on the altar. We also have the sons of Eli, who were serving as priests before the ark. They were also killed by God. Why? Covetousness. Praise the name of the Lord. If you want to set God enthroned here, you must deal with money issue. God has already made a plan for them to be provided for by serving at the altar, at the ark. But they were snatching it from the people by force. You must be ready to deal with covetousness. If you come close to God without allowing the weakness of covetousness to be cleansed, you are signing a dead warrant. No, the devil go kill you. Now God, the what? Go kill you. Because you are joking with God enthroned on his throne. Hallelujah. And they were also sleeping with women who came to the church to minister. Hallelujah. Because of that priesthood advantage they had, a lot of women are attracted to them. Praise the name of the Lord. And the guys let themselves loose, sleeping with women within the courts of the temple. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And I think this is one of the devil's very good strategy to make sure that the ministry at the Ark of the Covenant will not be effective, or it will work against those who have signed up to participate therein. You remember Balaam and Balak? They came with opposition. It couldn't work. He said, try flattery. Just tell them you are the most intelligent people, the most anointed. Even your sheet is anointed. Everything is anointed about you. And they get flatter. And before they know it, they have zoomed into immorality. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord of anointed people are tempted. A lot have succumbed to it. And they are continuously, like the sons of Eli, still coming out to say, we are interfacing with the Lord for the people, for the nation, for generation. And God, just like he did for the sons of Eli, he gave them time. Maybe they will turn. But the people thought, oh, I did it one time by mistake. I came back, the anointing still flow. Hallelujah. I did it the second time. I came as if the thing they increased. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then it became an order. Hallelujah. The Bible said, you don't know that when you do something and God keeps quiet, is giving you opportunity to repent. But if you continue in your stiff neck, you are gathering rot, the rod of God against yourself. And it came, that same act that they thought it would preserve them, they took it to the wall. Both of them were killed, and the ark was captured. Praise the name of the Lord. So we have looked at how not to minister at the ark of the Lord. What are the right ways? Praise the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 1 verse 8 and 12. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his Lord was to burn incense. When he went into the temple of the Lord, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah saw him. He was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Hallelujah. What should be your attitude towards the ark of God covenant? is burning of incense. Some scriptures say while the people were praying outside, the man was burning incense. What is the difference? Other people were making requests. They were making petition. Hallelujah. But the guy was burning incense. Intercession. Praises to God. They were the major focus, major item of his prayer. Hallelujah. And when the angel came, he didn't appear at the altar of request. He didn't appear at the altar of complaining. He didn't appear at the altar of supplication. The Bible said the angel of the Lord appeared at the altar of incense. Praise the name of the Lord. One other thing that you have to be ready to do to enthrone God is that you have got to reprioritize your prayer schedule. It has to be more of praises to God and intercession for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. It is his business to take care of those who have set up his ark upon their heart. And it is their business to burn incense. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Most of us, if we come and we're interceding for other people, praising God, you will think as if your own need is going to be left not addressed. So most of the time, our prayer is me. Give me this, give me a new harvest, give me more this thing, give me another this thing, give me this. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, if you will have been doing the work I employed you for, which is to praise me, it will be my own work to take care of you. Hallelujah. If you concentrate on the work I employ you for, it becomes my job to take care of my workers. Said, tell Moses to tell the king Herod, allow my people go so that they may serve me. Where was God delivering them? Because they will praise him. Where did he deliver them from burden, bondage, and slavery? Because they were going to be his workers. They will minister to him. Where did he equip them with restoration of money and resources? Because they were his workers. And the main work is to burn incense before the Lord God. Early today, I preached somewhere. The man called. I said, no, I have a speaking engagement letter. He said, his own is by 10 o'clock. So I had to go. Hallelujah. And we ministered there that praises are the access to your new season. Hallelujah. Where did Paul wait till 12 o'clock, 12 midnight, to stand up to praise when he found himself in a problem? Because between today and tomorrow, the door is midnight. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 60, thou shalt call the gate praise and their wall salvation. Hallelujah. I asked my wife to ask Pastor Nenkup to make plagues for us. I said, some will have praise and some will have salvation. So that I can put it in my house when you're entering praise. And within the wall, salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Inside the house is salvation. All that God has given us through Christ. But the door is what? Is praise. And anyone that does not come with praise, the house has resources of salvation. No entry. Hallelujah. So when it was the door between their present situation and the next possibility God has for them, Paul had the intelligence of heaven. He said, we have a door we need to enter. And they stood up and used the key and the walls of salvation welcome them. Hallelujah. I beg, let's learn to praise God. That is our number one function. And the Bible said the only qualification you need is to be alive. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Not everyone that has a car, not everyone that is healthy, not everyone that is promoted, not everyone that is praised, not everyone that has breath. You can use the key and enter into the walls of salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we ready to sign up for a perpetual lifestyle of praising the Lord? To minister before the ark of... That is why Nehemiah was so surprised when he noticed that the king saw complaining on his face. Because it's wrong protocol to be before the king with murmuring and complaining. That's why when God had saved them from Egypt, he had to kill them because of complaining. Because he has brought them near him to praise him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 1, the prophecy of Simon, or is it Zachariah's prophecy? He said, God will grant that we, being saved from our enemies, will serve him in true righteousness and holiness. This is another key of right serving at the altar, the Ark of the Covenant. God has delivered you to serve him with what? With true holiness and righteousness. There are two types of grace. Because we have confused the issue of grace. Grace means whatever I do, God overlook it. That is the first aspect. That is admission grace. Hallelujah. Anyone that comes in the name of Jesus, no matter your background, everyone get a history. Admit them. Hallelujah. But there is another grace called divine enablement. That one gives you now, when you have been admitted, it gives you the ability to follow the instruction of the school. And that is the one we are not emphasizing. We are still on. Sin and be forgiven. Sin and be forgiven. Sin and be forgiven. Hallelujah. But there is a beautiful grace called divine enablement. Titus said the grace of God. It teaches us to say what? No to ungodliness. If you want to come near God and experience the harvest of Obed-Edom, you have to cry and tell God, I am a candidate for divine enablement. I can't do it myself. I have been in the church for 30 years. I am even the general overseer. I am even the head of these things. But this one, this unrighteousness, this unholiness, it has become part of me. Hallelujah. There is no formula you can do to overcome it all. If there were did, there was no need for Jesus to come. There is what is called grace for righteousness. Just like we have grace for giving that Papa discussed earlier. There is divine enablement. And when you call God for it, in order to minister before him, he will give you. Hallelujah. So I always tell God, I am a candidate for the grace for righteousness. I can't do it. Hallelujah. You know I can't do it. How will you serve God also at the altar? The Bible said the prophetess Anna, did not depart from the temple before the ark of the Lord, ministering to the Lord with fastings, with as well fastings and prayers. Fastings and what? And prayers. Fastings and food not be seen, or but as you come near him, he can say, keep food for a season. And he said, adopt it as a culture. Just have an attitude that anytime tea, I can ask you to what? To wait upon me. Hallelujah. If you are not ready for it, remain at the outer court. Praise the name of the Lord. Minister to God at the ark of the covenant with what? With fastings and prayer. And now I know, say, there is grace for fasting. Hallelujah. My wife is there when we married. She is that fasting type. I say, not tradition. I say, when there is dinner, we'll fast. I will just fast like this. So she will come. Later, she now started her fasting. I say, Kayaba. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when they even say, let's fast, hey, like my son, rest. Before six will reach, I will have been looking. Praise the name of the Lord. One boy just went into the room and switched the time over to the and ran to his father. He said, time don't reach, oh. The father said, I'm not being me ask you to fast. Go and eat, oh. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I am telling you, there is grace for fasting. Hallelujah. And when the grace came upon me, my wife who was fasting, maybe by training, she said, which one be this one? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, I did 3 days dry fasting, no taste for food. Even the 4th day, I said, let me just take something. Hallelujah. And up to now, the grace is there. Hallelujah. And if you are willing, God is not a respecter of person. He will grant you the grace. The good thing with God is that it's not like that king will say, make straw, and he will not give you the resources. Everything God requires of you, there is grace for doing it. But if you hear the instruction and run to do it on your own, you will fail. It's guaranteed. But you say, yes, sir, I've heard that you should serve me this way. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, grace! Grace! Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. After looking at the right way, the wrong way, of attending to the ark of the Lord, what are the blessings? The Bible says here that the man was blessed in everything. All he has. Hallelujah. All his children were righteous. Praise the name of the Lord. His health, his body, his mind, his land, his farm, they were blessed. His ministry was blessed. The Bible said, don't just say, because of the ark, the right attending to the ark. Who is ready for Obed-Edom mega harvest? The kind of harvest. Will you subscribe yourself to right attending to the altar of the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. To me, I think those blessings, if I'm to itemize them, I will use Psalms 91 and Isaiah chapter 60. Hallelujah. Can you bring up Psalms 91? Say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Next one. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Next one. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Next one. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of subsidy removal. Hallelujah. Nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fail at the side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Now we'll see the thing where they enter God's presence. See you there. Hallelujah. Next one. Only with their eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Go ahead. Because thou hast met the Lord, which is my refuge. Even the Most High, thy habitation. Not in the church, oh, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Hallelujah. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou shalt dash their foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me, God said. Hallelujah. He has set me at the center of His heart, and He is serving me with sacrifices of praise and intercession, of consecration and diligent obedience. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles will come to their light, and kings to the brightness of their rising. Leap off their eyes, run about, and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee, their sound shall come from afar, and their daughters shall be nurse at their side. You will be a father to nations. Hallelujah. Next one. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and their heart will fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. Hallelujah. I once had a dream before we came to Jos that I had properties at one river. And I said, I have properties there. So I asked the guy, but I learned that Abacha has property here too. He said, no, Abacha own Aromo. Now you be the real. Hallelujah. See the wealth of the sea. If I will make the Lord, even the Lord, His ark enthroned in my heart, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Hallelujah. Next one. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba will gather themselves unto you. Hallelujah. He's talking about ships. He's talking about jets. He's talking about all kinds of transportation means. Hallelujah. They will follow you. They will run after you. You are not running after them. They are running after you. Obed was ministering to the Lord. The things were ministering to him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But he's telling us there is a second chance. When David observed what was happening to Obed Edom, instead of getting jealous, he said, let me understand. What is he doing? God said, if you do what is right, me too will accept you. The things of God are not based on number. It's based on who is doing it rightly. So if you see anyone succeeding with God, understudy. You too do it. The same God will make happen to you what he is making to happen to the other. So David went back and said, how should I treat the ark of the Lord? It should not be in a cart. It should not be touched. And we should sacrifice praises. So David said, all right. He brought the Levite. He said, sanctify yourself. Go and fast. Go away from your wives for some weeks. Hallelujah. Sanctify yourself. And when he carried the ark now, not on instrument, on buildings, on people. Hallelujah. And he took it with rejoicing, dancing. Hallelujah. He didn't say, I'm a king. He danced. There are people, even counselorship, and if they come to church, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a second chance for me. If I have not been doing it the way God has spoken to us today, God is giving me a second chance. And if God by grace has helped us, because there are a lot of us who have so consecrated themselves to serve the Lord, here and all places, God is telling you, it's a season for Obed Edom. Blessing. It's a mega blessing, and the apostle will declare it upon you. Amen.
Celebrate Jesus. My God, lift up your hand. Just go ahead and celebrate Jesus. What a word. What a word in due season. What a word in due season. The mega harvest of Obed Edom. My God, go ahead. Can you go ahead? Bless God for this word that just came to us. The sent word through his choice servant. Oh yes, to us at this very crucial time, at a time appointed, a word in season. Malikobo sepeletiza pranta kapa. Can you go ahead? Bless the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I've received so much. If I have received specific words through this ministration that blessed me so much, go ahead, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him for his word. Thank him for the power of his spirit. Thank him for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Go ahead and appreciate him. Celebrate him. Monde Gebaya. The blessing of Obed Edom. The mega harvest. The Bible says Obed Edom was blessed in all things. He was blessed in all things. He was blessed in all things. In every way. He was so blessed that they rumored the news before David. David heard it in the palace. His family was blessed. His household was blessed. His business was blessed. His finances was blessed. His health blessed. His career blessed. His job blessed. Every area, in every way. Go ahead and begin to declare the blessing. The blessing of the Lord upon everything that pertains to you and your family. Begin to declare, my family is blessed. The Ark of the Covenant, tabernacle in the house of Obed-Edom. Just 3 months,
His blessing became so stupendous. His prosperity became the talk of the town. The king heard of it. Mande Kebaya. He was blessed in all things. Ilabatose Bilakata. Whatever he set his hand to do, prospered. Maliko Bakatai. Go ahead and bless him. Moli Alabate Lo Frekete Rokida Sapalatina Rakabakida. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it is that maketh rich, and he has no sorrow. The blessing prevents calamity. We didn't hear that anybody was sick in the house of Abednego. Even if there were sick people before the ark came, they were healed because of the presence of the ark of God's presence brought healing, brought divine health. No failure, no frustration. Liabate, every curse, Aladika Balakatai, was broken by the blessing. Liabate, Obededom the Gittite, became a thoroughly blessed man. Listen, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he has no sorrow. The blessing prevents calamity and tragedies. God will not bless you with money and you are servicing sickness with the same money. He says it makes no sorrow. Sickness is sorrow. Accident is sorrow. Losses are sorrow. Pain is sorrow. Am I communicating? We did not hear that anybody was sick, or anybody had accident, or anybody was harassed by kidnappers, was kidnapped, or anybody had armed robbery attack in the house of Abednego. Why? Because the ark of the blessing came to tabernacle in his house. The ark of the covenant. Even if there were sick people in his house, the moment the ark came, they got healed. Am I communicating? Even if Obededom and his family were broke, the moment the ark came, their prosperity became so stupendous, they became the talk of the town. When you understand this, you see, I was so blessed. Thank you, sir. He said, you shall not be afraid of subsidy remover. That word hit me like a thunderbolt. You will not be afraid of fuel price or the hiking price everywhere. Why? Because of the ark of the blessing. Kalido Barakata, that has come to tabernacle in your life and in your home. Maliko Barakata, Liprekete. He said, you shall be, another prophetic word that came to us while he was ministry. He said, you shall be a father of nations. I heard those words. Palita Katai. The blessing make you a father of many nations. How did Abraham become a father of many nations? The blessing. God said, I will bless you, and I will make you a global blessing, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The blessing makes you transgenerational father to nations. Maliko Barakatai. Irrespective of what your family is going through right now, we are going to pray and prophesy in line with the word of God's servant. Listen, you are going to prophesy. I stand in faith together with God's servant that this mega harvest, this harvest of mega blessing upon the household of Abednego, it must land in my life. It must manifest in my family. Are you listening? We are going to pray and prophesy. Ligabada, this blessing that maketh rich and added no sorrow, there shall be no lack. Every yoke of hardship is broken. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh us rich. It maketh rich and eliminates sorrows. It eliminates tragedy and calamities. In this season, we will not lack. Ekabalakataya. We prophesy abundance. We prophesy abundance. We prophesy showers of blessings, showers of favor, rain of abundance upon our lives, upon our family. Ikabalakataya, the rain of blessings, the rain of favor, the rain alagido gabarakatai. No more tragedies, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more begging and borrowing, no more lack, no ashila gabagada. Our families are moving from the realm of scarcity to surplus, from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. Lia balakata, we break that yoke of financial hardship. We prophesy money coming to us. We prophesy the rain of resources, the rain of wealth and riches. The blessing, it swallows up the adverse economic climate. Shalabababos Rakabagadogo Brekete Lia Balate Sopotekeba Rakabateke Brekete. In the name of Jesus, in Genesis 26, verse 12, in the midst of biting famine, economic famine, biting economic famine and recession, there was one covenant player. His name is Isaac. This was old covenant. How much more you in the new covenant? The Bible says we have a better covenant established upon better promises. The covenant Isaac had was the blood of bulls and goats. Yet look at his testimony. And Isaac sowed in that land and received the same year hundredfold. This is mega harvest. Hundredfold during famine. And the Lord blessed him. See, I prophesy to somebody, this economic famine is a divine setup for your stupendous prosperity. It's a divine setup for God to take you up, for your promotion, for your economic prosperity, for you to step into abundance. Some of you will become richer in this period than it was before they removed the subsidy. You didn't hear me. Listen. If you study Abraham, it was during famine he made his money. Read your Bible. In Genesis 12, towards the end, there was famine. And in Canaan, he went down to Egypt. By Genesis 13, verse 2, he came out of Egypt. The Bible says, and Abraham was very rich. What? In silver, in gold, in cattle. That means the famine was a setup for him to step into the realm of very rich. Are you listening? Isaac, it was during famine, him too. Look at it. And God blessed him. Next verse, verse 13. Watch this. He says, and the man works great. Give me verse 13, media. And the man works great. And he, during famine, during economic recession, nothing connected to you is permitted to reduce or diminish. Your finances, your business is not permitted to go down. By the power of the blessing, Kaligo Barakata, it matters what is on your head. It's what programs everything around you. Kaligo Barakata, he said the man works great. He went forward. Somebody is going forward. When others are going backward, you'll be going forward. Your trajectory will be upward and forward only. He said, and he grew. Your business is growing like never before. It's growing exponentially. Your business is increasing exceedingly. Your finances is growing. I prophesy to your finance, grow in the name of Jesus. Your income is growing exceedingly. Your income is increasing exponentially. In the name of Jesus.
Until he became very great. Financial heavyweight champion. They are rising from the kingdom in this season. When the world and Nigerians are shouting that there is no money, Jehovah Jireh, we arise for you. El Shaddai, we arise for you. You will have more than enough. You will have surplus prosperity. Financial heavyweight champion arising.
Listen, in every recession, new billionaires and millionaires emerge. Go and study history. In every economic recession, in every nation, there is this emergence of new billionaires and millionaires. My prayer is that you will be one of them. You will be among the latest millionaires, billionaires arising from Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, you will be richer. This subsidy removal regime, you will be richer than before they removed it. More monies will come your way now. In the name of Jesus.
Give me this in New King James Version. I like the way New King James put it. Malagadiki brakata. Let me tell you about this economic farmer, Mba, is a divine setup for me to go up financially. And in every area, it's a divine setup. It was famine that made Abraham rich. It was famine that made Isaac rich. And the Bible says, and we brethren, as Isaac was, were children of promise. Higher. Listen, Isaac was the physical, natural seed of Abraham. We are the spiritual seed. If the natural seed became rich during famine, how much more you? Are you listening? Kalido Barakatai. He said the man began to prosper. Look at the journey. And continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Aligo Barakata. Ah, are you ready to pray and prophesy this over your life, over your family, over your Alakido Kaba, over your business, over your career, over your job, over everything you set your hand to do? Begin to prophesy explosions of the blessing, explosions, divine explosions of the blessing, divine explosions. I begin to prosper. I continue prospering until I become very prosperous. I walk in realms of surplus prosperity. I walk in realms of abundance. My family, we have enough to give and to spare. I step into the realm of envious prosperity, envious greatness, envious success. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I prosper by the Spirit. I prosper by the Spirit. The blessings of Abraham, the blessings of Obededom, the mega harvest. I'm reaping my financial mega harvest. Alada bakasa brakatai. Listen, listen. Isaac became so blessed and prosperous and great because the blessing produces not just prosperity but greatness. He said he became very great, not just great, very great. Such that if you read the next verse, verse 14, he said, for he had possessions of flock and possessions of herd and great number of servants. Somebody here, yeah, that your business, you will soon start employing people in thousands. You will have so many employees. He had great number of servants so that the Philistine envied him. The realm of enviable prosperity and greatness, enviable success. You become the envy of nations.
Do you know Isaac became greater than the entire nation of Philistine? They had to fight call. The army commander had to come and beg him to leave their land. If then they called him again, please sign peace treaty. That just like we have done you no harm, you will do us no harm. How can one man be greater than a nation if not the power of the blessing? I want you to lift up your... See, the blessing makes you bigger than a nation. No wonder he said you shall lend to nations. You shall lend. In other words, you will become bigger than them economically. There was a time a covenant man, his name is John D. Rockefeller, he was lending money to America during recession. He was richer than America, US. He was richer than his nation. He said, you shall let... See, very soon, Nigerian government will come and ask you to borrow them money. That's the realm we are talking about. You will be feeding nations. You will be feeding oppression, feed the nations. You become so blessed. I want you to lift up your voice. I step into the realm of enviable prosperity, the realm of enviable success. I enter the realm of enviable greatness. The blessing has made me bigger and greater than nations. Ele bala bala kata, roko doko brekete, ele ke brakata kabala kata. He said, a little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. Valido boko sekete, a little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. Lia bote zila barakata. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. My God, thank you so much, sir. You steered the waters. Can you, one more time, can you bless God for his servant that just blessed us so much? If I just steered the waters, Kalido Barakata, I was so blessed. Can you celebrate Jesus? Thank you very much, sir. Dr. David Shakur, can you bless him one more time? What do you say to him? I didn't hear. We not hear. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Now, all eyes closed, all heads bow. He said something very powerful. Their right way to minister before the ark of the covenant. And then their wrong ways. You know, one of the wrong ways He gave so many wrong ways. You see, when people are living in sin, you see, living in sin is a wrong way. The children of Aaron offered strange fire, they died. The Uzzah went and stretched forth his hand against God's prescribed order. He carried new cart. That's not how God said they should carry the ark. And then he went and touched it. God said they shouldn't touch it. He went against the prescribed order. He died. I'm not saying you are going to die now. If you are here and you know you need help, you need God to help you. You are struggling with one form of sin or the other. You want to submit completely to Jesus. There is nothing to be ashamed here. He talked about enabling grace. There is a general saving grace and there is the enabling grace. He says, Titus 2. 11:12, he said, the grace of God that leads to salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny all ungodliness. The grace of God can empower you to come out of sin, to live above sin. Am I communicating? He says, so that we can serve him in righteousness and holiness. Just like the minister said, there is enabling grace for you. Don't be thinking, what will this person say? What will this person be thinking? Be thinking of your eternity. If Jesus should come now, or if something happened, you die now, are you sure of where you are going to spend eternity? If you are not sure, I want you to lift up your hand. I want to give you opportunity to come to Jesus. Jesus died for you. He paid the price for your salvation. Lift up your right hand wherever you are right now. If you want to come to Jesus, you want to say, Jesus, I surrender to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. This grace that you have made available, I want to take advantage of this grace in order to live for you, in order to have a new beginning. I want you to lift up your right hand. God is speaking to somebody's heart right now. God is speaking to your heart right now. I want you to obey him. Forget about what others will think. This is a personal decision. Jesus is calling you. He's speaking to your heart. Whether you are following online or you are in this hall, I want you to lift up your right hand. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. And if you are lifting up your right hand, I want you to take another step of faith. I want you to come forward. Come to Jesus. Come and receive of this grace. The grace that leads to salvation. The grace that empowers for right living. Come on, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. God bless you. 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 God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. There is still somebody here. God is talking to you. As I'm talking, the Holy Spirit is touching your heart. Join them. Join them in front. Join them in front. Oh yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is the most important part of the service. There is joy in heaven right now. There is a party, celebration in heaven over every soul that comes to Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, those of you in front, say this prayer with me. Believe it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins. And on the third day, you were raised back to life for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your children, both those in front and those following online. You said anyone that comes to you, you will know why it's cast out. I decree that the yoke of sin and Satan is broken off their life. I release them to serve and worship God in holiness, righteousness, in the name of Jesus. I release grace, supernatural empowerment to live righteously, to live in righteousness and holiness, to do God's will, to serve you all the days of their life in Jesus' name. Congratulations. God bless you. Congratulations. This is the most important decision you can ever make. Congratulations. Now, can you follow Pastor Mafeng, the one on white? Fine, Pastor. You see the white suit. Just follow him. Celebrate. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Glory to God.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagnon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you. We'll be right back.